Massachusetts is moving ahead with a strict new set of rules aimed at reducing head injuries among young athletes. But some school administrators and parents and students are pushing back against a proposed requirement that would mandate all student athletes and their parents take a special course on concussions. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Some parents want the state to butt out, even when it's to protect their children from head injuries.
I'm not too keen on the government being really into everything.
Pat LaFond is pressed up against the plexiglass at the Pilgrims Skating Arena, watching her grandson play for the Hingham Varsity. The boys are slamming into the Marshfield team and the partition.
I do believe that we need knowledge on concussions because they've come a long way in discovering later in life that people have seizures and so forth. But I don't want the government involved.
Hingham High's athletic director, Margaret Connedy, believes it would be hard to make parents take any course.
So do we say to the student who has all of his paperwork in, has taken the concussion screening test, has attended my preseason meeting, and then do we say, well, your parent didn't take this concussion test, so you can't play? And especially if it's a yearly thing, so that something every year a parent and a student has to take, it's another mountain of paperwork.
Freshman and junior year, all athletes take a test of their memory and their reaction times. Hingham High athletic director Al Blaisdell explains that the results are compared to a second test after an athlete gets a head injury.
So it's a useful tool. It's kind of like having, you know, an MRI before your shoulder hurts and then having one after it hurts.
Students must pass the test before they're allowed to play again. And at the beginning of every sports season, Blaisdell talks to athletes and their parents about how to recognize concussions. 800 of Hingham High School's 1,100 students play a sport. Tim Driscoll, one of the captains of the hockey team, doesn't think that a course is going to make parents more aware of any potential symptoms of concussions in their children. Like many of the other young players gliding onto the ice at Pilgrim Arena, he's an expert at concussions. He's had four, the last one when he was 11 or 12. He doesn't have any symptoms anymore.
I think your coaches are the ones who should know. I mean, they're the ones who are going to tell if you're playing differently or something like that, or if you're out of it on the ice, something like that. I mean, your parents, I think you tell them. I don't think you try to hide it from them, actually.
But the proposed mandatory course does have its supporters. Tony Messina, the Hingham boys' hockey coach, is one of them.
It takes the decision-making away from the coach, which is kind of what we like because, you know, we're more apt in the past to say, hey, are you cloudy? Do you feel okay? Okay, get back in there.
Messina thinks there's another reason to make players learn more about concussions.
I don't think the players feel as concerned about it right now, and I think that might make them a little more concerned.
Senior Alex Pompeo agrees with his coach. Pompeo has never had a concussion, and he admits he doesn't think about them a lot. But he supports being made to take a course.
If you haven't had a concussion before, then you probably won't know what the symptoms are. But, I mean, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Some of the girls playing hockey would also like to see a mandatory course. Freshman hockey player Catherine Linehan once collided with another girl and whiplashed on the ice. She sprained the ligaments in one of her neck vertebrae and was out for 3 months. She believes a course could help her figure out whether she should stay off the ice the next time she's injured.
Sometimes the coaches and the players like aren't on the same page, and like a player could think like it's bad, and the coach is like, no, you're fine, go out, vice versa. So I think that's good to be on like the same page.
Linehan likes the idea of going onto the ice with a little more knowledge. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.